is old LGO. And I lost my mind somewhere in New Mexico. And T.W. put a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You are tuned in live this Friday, November 30th, 2018 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. As always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Another installment of the insanity that we call life in America these days. But, you know, some people would suggest that this was always planned, right? You read Manly Palmer Hall's The Secret Destiny of America. And, you know, you see what appear to be the plans laid to do this and have wolves masquerading among the sheep to pull it off over time. And it's interesting, you know, there are specific examples. I've mentioned Spokane, Washington, for example, being tapped as a smart city. And 100 years ago, Spokane was picked as, I think it was actually the most healthy city in the country at one point around the turn of the 20th century. And, you fast forward to today, and that was, you know, that was a sort of put-up job, too. There was a very strange, charismatic, religious movement around, if not behind that. But it's interesting, picked as one of, if not the healthiest cities in the country. And then you fast forward 100 years and America's being tapped as a smart city. So technocrats are telling us that all of this technology that we know, we've known for decades, since at least the 70s publicly and privately and undisclosed to most of us since at least the late 50s, that this technology, especially the wireless stuff, the electromagnetic frequency radiation, is harmful to our bodies. And the science is settled, as bad guys like to say. You know, and people are having all kinds of health problems that can be attributed to, well, I guess not just the electromagnetic frequency radiation, but other problems. Again, you know, vaccines and glyphosate combine in a nefarious sort of way, it seems, to produce precisely the sort of ill health effects that we see that are so chronic and endemic in our society today. I'm not a scientist. I haven't seen for myself, done my own research, but I believe and rely upon the research of folks like Dr. Stephanie Seneff, who is uniquely qualified to weigh in on the subject. And that's her opinion, I guess. That's her published belief based on years of research. And again, she's uniquely qualified because she understands, because of her background, she understands what information to look at and then how to look at it particularly well. As a senior research professor at MIT. So that's interesting. And all the while we're being told, you know, gaslighted essentially. No, it's fine. What are you talking about? This stuff that is harming you, this spike in everything, cancer and autism and all of these other health problems, it's perfectly normal. We just didn't record the numbers back in the day the way that we do today. And as folks have observed, no, we didn't see 40-year-old, grown adults in diapers running around the grocery store. And autism wasn't as widespread as it is today. You know, when I was growing up, there were a handful of kids, maybe, that were sent to some other class, and that was considered strange. And today, we're encouraged not to, basically, we're sort of encouraged to look away, don't consider these people different or strange in any way, because, you know, they're just as normal as you and I. And sure, you know, there's a part of that that rings true, but it's not the reasons, the motivations behind that are not those genuine and authentic reasons. So it tugs at your heartstrings, plays on emotions for precisely that reason, and to sort of lead people away from realizing that there's a problem and that this is an epidemic. Anyway, it's an interesting situation we find ourselves in, to be sure. And so we'll talk about some of that today. Speaking of that, the phone lines are open. It's Friday, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And speaking of, you know, phone lines, again, Monday, this coming Monday, December 3rd, marks the beginning of 3 hours of this broadcast, the third hour of this broadcast. So that, I think what we'll do is we'll try to make sure that we focus more on calls, especially in that third hour, because we always seem to run into issues with time, which is not an excuse for any of us, including me, to ramble on too long, but hopefully in an effort to have more of a discussion. There are times when it seems like certain subject matter should be covered a little bit more at length than it does from time to time. And so hopefully we can do that. And I'm actually looking forward to that. And hopefully that has a positive and beneficial effect in your lives, and who knows, maybe even in those around us and our, you know, towns and hamlets across America. It's crazy what's going on. The things that I'm hearing, things that I'm seeing, interesting, you know. I keep having this thought, and so I'll mention it today, about wolves in sheep's clothing. And the Bible talks about wolves. 7 verses I know of in the King James talk about wolves. Ezekiel 22, Habakkuk 1, Zephaniah 3, but particularly in Matthew 7, Matthew 10, and Luke 10, Jesus is talking about wolves. Matthew 7:15, Jesus says, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." That's interesting. And so, you know, we could unpack that here, couldn't we? We would have to define terms, you know. Beware of false prophets, people, you know. So what constitutes a false prophet? We would have to define terms, because I think, you know, we could probably throw in some folks who would often otherwise get a pass, you know. And I'm thinking specifically of the philosopher kings, the technocrats, Pied Pipers of, you know, the soothsayers of data today. I keep that radio interview that we play every once in a while around the 35 to 39 minute mark. Crazy stuff. You know, when the Obama administration made the announcement, cybersecurity announcement, May 29th, 2009, that broadcast that Warren Olney did with the who's who of cybersecurity, James Lewis, Paul Light, John Arquilla, and Tom Kellerman, you know, and the way I always put it, it would be like having, you know, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino on your radio show, your obscure broadcast, the day the World Golf Hall of Fame opens. You would find that curious. That must have been prearranged. And if you understand that KCRW is kind of like, you know, down in Santa Monica, it's like Rand Radio. It's kind of like how Popular Magazine or a Popular Science has become a Popular Science magazine has become a mouthpiece, if it wasn't always, for DARPA. They just can't seem to stop publishing stories about how fantastic everything DARPA does is, and how exciting and how excited they are about it. You know, Popular Science might as well be called DARPA magazine, but KCRW often serves as a RAND Corporation mouthpiece down in Santa Monica. And you get this idea with that broadcast that these four guys in there, they're, you know, it sounds like they're on the phone. James Lewis over at CSIS, Paul Light, John Arquilla, who is perhaps most notably the co-author of The Advent of Net War over at RAND, published back in 1996 before the interwebs. That was 22 years ago, before the interwebs was what it really was, you know. And grandparents were still saying, kids, don't put your information on there. And, you know, before the Amazons and the eBays and the Googles and Facebooks and everything. So John Arquilla and David Ronfeld wrote The Advent of Net War, and they predicted all of this. You know, the term refers to societal conflict and crime, short of war, in which the antagonists are organized more as sprawling leaderless networks than as tight-knit hierarchies. Right. And now the FBI tells us, you know, that they, well, there's this, you know, thought crime. Now we're going to have pre-crime and we're going to predict it. That just keeps becoming more and more of a real thing. Davos, you know, World Economic Forum, 2016, January, is talking about, what if your brain confesses? And by the way, we've already developed this software in the DefSec industry that will assign you a threat score. And, you know, it looks at your face, and now you have people running around. I mean, I hear, you know, that there are folks who come from places like Washington, D.C. and say, isn't it great that in places like Washington, D.C., we have the facial recognition and cameras everywhere? And no, I don't think it is. We don't understand. I mean, the implications are profound and staggering. It's not just an invasion of privacy. And, you know, it's not just Washington, D.C. I remember 10 years ago, some friends in Post Falls, Idaho, sleepy little Post Falls, Idaho. One of them worked for Department of Homeland Security. And told me that, you know, unbeknownst to the local community, they were installing cameras that provided a data dump, a federal data dump. And that was, you know, 10 years ago in Little Post Falls. And so, you know, obviously happening in other places too. But where does the funding come from and why for these kinds of things? So again, I mean, you look at, like I've said this week, the purchase of acreage in small places like Yak, Montana. The article says that, you know, the purchase removes the risk of dense residential subdivision in towns that combine. Two towns are less than 1,000 people in population. Dense residential subdivision? There aren't other places in the country where that issue is, well, an issue. So, you know, something else is going on here. Anyway, we are told things, and one of those moments where we were really wooed by the sirens, the Pied Pipers, the soothsayers of data, was that broadcast, Warren Olney on KCRW, his broadcast To the Point, and it was titled Another Czar at the Obama White House. The same day the Obama administration made their cybersecurity announcement, these four guys, James Lewis, Paul Light, John Arquilla, Tom Kellerman, they were, sounded like they were on the radio. I wouldn't be surprised if they're all sitting in the same studio, talking on their phones, looking at each other. Maybe not. But, you know, RAND Corporation Radio. So this has been happening for a long time, and we're led to believe certain things. But, you know, Jesus tells us in Matthew 7:15 in particular, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. And so false prophets, one who, acting the part of a divinely inspired prophet, utters falsehoods under the name of divine prophecies. Does that have to be considered religious in the sort of orthodox sense, or does it have to be, is it it doesn't sound like it's confined exclusively to the purview of Christianity, so to speak. Does it? I mean, scientism is just as much a religion, and it's all around us today. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather. In a beautiful world, I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a
back. So there are these passages, references, wolves in sheep's clothing, and statement by Jesus, wolves, ravening wolves. It's a concept the Bible does not esteem lightly, and so that's interesting, I think. But of the seven passages where this concept of wolves is mentioned in the Bible, the New Testament passages are particularly interesting. So the seven, Ezekiel 22, 27, Habakkuk 1, 8, Zephaniah 3, 3, Matthew 7, 15, Matthew 10, 16, Luke 10, 3, and Acts 20, 29, Luke echoes the same sentiment that Jesus expresses. So Matthew 7:15, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. And In Matthew 10:16, Jesus says, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, harmless as doves." Luke 10:3, "Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves." And Luke echoes that sentiment in Acts 20:29, "For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter among you, not sparing the flock," which seems to be where we are today. And I can't help but be reminded of the Fabian Socialists, their calling card, their mascot early on, the wolf in the sheep suit. Zipping up or unzipping? Which is it? So the wolf in the sheep suit, Fabian Socialist calling card, their mascot. No, that's offensive. We need to change that to a turtle. And by the way, you know, the publishing house, the Lucifer Trust. Oh, that's offensive. People, when they had a clue, found that offensive, particularly offensive and egregious. So let's change that to the Lucius Trust. Why is this organization still around? Where does the funding come from? So it's interesting. And then, you know, you fast forward from there to all of these strange, these peculiar sound bites. If you do a search on YouTube, for example, for if you're not at the table, you're on the menu, that peculiar colloquialism, I found at least 17 results of mainly policymakers using this phrase in a political context. What does that mean? And again, I can't help but be reminded of Judy Boyle's article over at Range Magazine earlier this year, "Canadian Wolves, Surviving Babbitt's Weapon Against the West," and that picture of the cow that was literally run to death for sport. This is a sort of training exercise. And, you know, I've said for years, RL-33627, NATO and Afghanistan, a test of the transatlantic alliance. There's a website, everycrsreport.com. You can find them all there. Pretty awesome. It links to the other resources, you know, in academia and other places that you can find them. The, what was it? October 23rd, 2008 installment, I think, is particularly provocative because the summary reads, RL-33627, "NATO and Afghanistan attest to the Transatlantic Alliance, the mission of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, in Afghanistan is," what would you say it is, "the eradication of terrorism," right? Mission accomplished. Nope. Freedom and democracy? No, not even that. You know, to free people from the clutches of terrorism that we created, never mind that. Well, you and I didn't, but Zbigniew Brzezinski was just, you know, beside himself giddy when the Soviets invaded Afghanistan based on the CIA and partners' creation of the Afghan Mujahideen back in the late 70s. And so Brzezinski said, "We didn't force the Soviets into Afghanistan, but we created a situation that made it virtually impossible for them not to intervene." Be right back.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce. Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, November 30th, 2018. And so, you know, and I'm going to go off on a little bit of an esoteric tangent here in a second, and then we'll go to the phones. I don't usually do this, but, you know, I think it's just might be valuable to bring to your attention. You probably already know, but there are some undoubtedly who do not. Anyway, NATO and Afghanistan, a test of the Transatlantic Alliance, RL 33627. What is the mission of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, in Afghanistan. They told us 10 years ago, the CRS report, Congress, a report by Congress for Congress, so to speak. Not a conspiratorial blog. You know, I couldn't have written it any better, to be sure. But what is the mission? And what is the purpose of the mission? They're clearly stated in the report. Ah, you don't want to take that stuff too literal. Really? Then why write it? You know, speaking of the gaslighting. So from the summary, the mission is what? To free the folks in the Middle East and therefore, you know, prevent the spread of terrorism, right? To set free the captives? Nope. The mission of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, according to RL33627, and again, this is the October 23rd, 2008 update. The mission of NATO in Afghanistan is a test of the alliance's political will and military capabilities. And folks will say, yeah, but you know, you don't want to take that too literally. Really? Well, I've mentioned several times when Defense Secretary Gates stepped down, he used that exact language. That was not an exclusive soundbite either. I'm not sure that NATO has and the ISAF has the political will combined with the military capability to, you know, execute the mission in the region. Why would he say that if we're not supposed to take it literal? The mission is a test of the alliance's political will and military capabilities, which just, you know, I can't help but call to mind the image of the cow run to death, nipped at its hocks and ears and tail, run literally to death by a pack of ravening wolves. Just practicing. It's just a test. In Judy Boyle's article over at Range Magazine, Canadian Wolves Surviving Babbitt's Weapon Against the West, earlier this year, spring of 2018. It's a test. The mission of NATO in Afghanistan is a test of the alliance's political will and military capabilities. And the summary goes on to say the purpose of the mission. Yes, what is the purpose of the mission? And this, you know, for years I have said, if you want to, if you're considering, if junior or a loved one or you are considering military service, read this report and don't put anything on it that's not in there. Don't, you know, read between the lines. Take it at face value. And it's astonishing how, you know, provocatively honest, you might say, it is. Well, but it's been updated since then. Oh, okay, so you think what? Suddenly, over the last 10 years, this has become a humanitarian issue? Since, you know, it was begun, 40 years ago? And all along the way, we've been lied to and gaslighted about everything that's going on there, every time you try to tell the truth. But the fact that the CIA and partners created the Afghan Mujahideen, which became Al-Qaeda, Al-Siyada, you know, the Taliban, ISIS, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, Lashkar-e-Taiba, Nusra Front, Khorasan Group, on and on. You know, there's this new splinter and flavor of the day whenever needed, pulled out of the drawer. But all stems back, as Robin Cook told us in his article back on July 8, 2005, the day after the London 7-7 bombings, the article titled, "The Struggle Against Terrorism Cannot Be Won by Military Means," he told us, you know, it's all Al-Qaeda. Literally, the database was originally the computer file of the thousands of Mujahideen who were recruited and trained with help from the CIA to defeat the Russians, supposedly, but not really, because, you know, Brzezinski admitted the Afghan Mujahideen were created first. That was the precursor to the Soviet invasion, according to Brzezinski's later intimation, some 20 years later, in the 1998 La Nouvelle Observatoire interview. And, you know, you get funny looks when you try to tell the truth about this stuff. Oh, come on now. I mean, how long do we continue allowing ourselves to be lied to? Then, you know, acting based on those lies instead of putting things right based on the truth. So the mission of NATO in Afghanistan is a test of the alliance's political will and military capabilities. First out of, you know, Afghanistan, since September 11, 2001, the Allies have sought to create a new NATO, able to go beyond the European theater to combat new threats, such as terrorism and the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. Remember what Ralph McGahee told us about all that? 25-year CIA career veteran. You know, the stove piping, the gaslighting. Anyway, the purpose of the mission is the stabilization and reconstruction of Afghanistan. It's just a test. Speaking of wolves in sheep's clothing and the Pied Pipers, you know, whether it's technocrats in the private sector or it's national security advisors, Philip Drew administrator, whispering from behind the figurehead of alleged power, seems like they're all false prophets to me. And Jesus advised us, admonished, exhorted, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. And, you know, you see these things that are interesting around. There's this article, New York Post, that was published yesterday. Nobody knows why the earth just rang like a bell. New York Post. Nobody knows why the earth just rang like a bell. And there are other articles we've seen in recent months. You know, the Jason A. channel is notorious. YouTube channel is notorious for publishing stuff. Other folks have done, you know, segments compiling all of the news, the local news media footage of reports of strange sounds in neighborhoods. No one knows where these sounds originate from. There are no military exercises to speak of. Law enforcement has no idea, but everyone, you know, there are, you know, communities that have gone on record as having folks hearing these strange sounds that sound like they're coming right from right outside their house and super loud. Where is this coming from? And so, you know, I mentioned the fires. Hopefully I covered that sufficiently. But this technology, and again, you know, 5G, the EMF radiation stuff, you know, I can't help but be reminded in all of this of the, and I hate doing this, I usually refrain, but I think I will today. I don't want to give the citation. I don't want to give credit to, you know, nefarious forces, but, or, you know, point, I don't want to, you know, give it any airtime, basically, but maybe we'll see today. So remember the book that Alice Bailey's spirit guide, the demon, channeled to her in the externalization of the hierarchy. And that's not me saying that. I mean, if you go to the Wikipedia entry for Alice Bailey, Wikipedia, how appropriate, you know, you have the books, you know, credited to Alice Bailey alone. Okay. So what, she co-authored? No, credited to Alice Bailey. Works containing the prefatory extract from a statement by the Tibetan, generally taken to indicate the book was a received work, quote unquote, received. What does that mean? Well, you know, if you follow the story, that means that she, you know, would sit around in a trance-like state while her hand was scrawling things that were being channeled to her. Creepy? Absolutely. Demonic possession is what it is. So the externalization of hierarchy is one of those. Now, speaking of all of these sounds, you know, what have we had in the 20th century? And, you know, I hope this doesn't fall into that fold, but, you know, you have more sound, don't you? Some of it we presume is pleasing. although it comes compliments of the Tavistock Institute for Human Relations at all. But what of all of this sound? Well, from the externalization of the hierarchy, you know, Richie from Boston talking about CERN, D-Wave, ITER, etc., you know, the tearing of the veil, the power needed to tear the veil, a rent in the space-time continuum, as bad guys say. For what purpose? What are they trying to do? Listen to this excerpt from the externalization of the hierarchy. The World War, as World War I, marked a climax in the history of mankind, and you might as well throw World War II in there as well. The World War marked a climax in the history of mankind, and its subjective effort was far more potent than has hitherto been grasped. Through the power of prolonged sound, and again, this is basically bad guy speak. You might as well call it from the devil himself. Through the power of prolonged sound, have you noticed that no one gets a quiet moment these days? We're living in a world, you know, the power circuit is never thrown off, never turned off. We're supposed to rely on a system, blockchain and Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies that rely on no one accidentally pulling the cord, pulling the plug on the system and shutting down and, you know, potentially forgetting stuff. It's not real. But we are being led down the primrose path of destruction, nary a quiet moment. Through the power of prolonged sound, carried forward as a great experiment on the battlefields all over the world during a period of 4 years, 1914 to 1918, and through the intense emotional strain of the entire planetary populace, has that strain increased? I ask. The web indeed, of etheric matter called the veil of the temple, quote unquote. And again, you know, why are bad guys talking about biblical terms if it's not important? The web of etheric matter called the veil of the temple, which separates the physical and astral planes, was rent or torn asunder. And the amazing process of unifying the two worlds. And don't you see this in, you know, comic books and mythology? The ascended masters, they were banished, they were exiled, but now they're going to come back and they're going to help us. Only they don't care about us, as Jordy Rose reminded us last year at Tech Vancouver. So the amazing process of unifying the two worlds of physical plane living and of astral plane experience was begun and is now slowly going on. It will be obvious, therefore, that this must bring about vast changes and alterations in the human consciousness, whilst it will usher in the age of understanding, of brotherhood and illumination, naturally. It will also bring about states of reaction and the letting loose of psychic forces which today menace the uncontrolled and ignorant and warrant the sounding of a note of warning and of caution. The cause of the growth of the lower psychism and of the increasing sensitivity of humanity at this time is the sudden inflow of a new form of astral energy through the rent veil, which has until a short while ago safeguarded the many. So we tore asunder the safeguard of the many. And I'm sure that was, you know, handed to minions from nefarious forces and, you know, presented as a good idea, even though it's not. And to this, the inadequacy of the mass of human vehicles to meet the newly imposed strain and some idea of the problem can be grasped. So there you go. Speaking of all of the sound and things, you know, to back up a little bit and put this in full context, you know, you have the quote, how did Tesla put it? To understand how the universe works, something like, to understand how the universe works, you know, just think in waves and frequencies, I think he said. It's that kind of thing. set around the same period that all of this was happening, coincidentally. How did he put that? I forget. To understand the universe. Well, we'll talk more about that and we'll go to the phones when we come back. Stick around, more after this break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. So, the quote by Tesla, allegedly in 1942, if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And so you put that together with this little excerpt from The Externalization of the Hierarchy, a work channeled, you know, received work, credited to Alice Bailey. That's you know, literally how the world views it. That's not my treatment on it. And there are others, but, you know, it's provocative, I would say. Wouldn't you? There's an interesting article over at bibliotech, apliades.net titled Purple Energy Plates has some of this stuff in it. Not all of it. Bibliothèque Apuleiades is an interesting title, by the way. The Library of the Pleiades, basically the Seven Wonders or the Seven Daughters of Atlas. Anyway, that you can imagine, I, you know, would say take with a grain of salt, but whatever. Anyway, back to where we were, getting back on track. Like I said, it's a sort of esoteric aside, but to the phones we go. Harvey in Florida, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yes, good morning, Chris. How are you today?
Good morning. Not too bad, thanks. How about you, Harvey?
Well, I'm hanging in there. Once again, you're bringing wonderful information to the airwaves, and I certainly appreciate it. It's very important that not too many speak about. You brought up DARPA. That's right. Wasn't one of the heads of DARPA go off to be work with Google or Facebook or one of those companies, the lady killer?
Which time? Yeah, you're talking about Regina Dugan, probably most recently. You know, we're gonna type with our brains, and what was the other thing? Wasn't that weird soundbite?
Right. She went from DARPA to which company?
To Facebook, you know, the remarks that you're referring, well, that I'm referring to in this case, but the conference was one of the F8 conferences, the Fate conferences, I call them, you know, F8, Facebook's conference. So, but that was at Facebook most notably. And she's been around, though. She's been a few places in technology. That was the 2017 F8 Day 2 keynote where, you know, she was talking about brain typing and all kinds of fun stuff. But she's been at Google. I think she's still at Facebook and, you know, DARPA. And people that don't know DARPA, I always think of DARPA like the – If you're old enough to remember Knight Rider with David Hasselhoff, DARPA is like the trailer, the semi-trailer. You know, when Kit gets dinged up, this trailer shows up from out of nowhere with all the gadgetry to fix Kit. Well, that's kind of like DARPA. It's everywhere and nowhere. Anyway, and they're propagandizing the brightest young minds of the country and stealing their ideas for free. I've talked about that too. Anyway, we'll continue. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.